Well, Apple is now facing class action lawsuits after it admitted this week that it intentionally slowed down older versions of the iPhone. Apple says it has a viable reason to slow down these phones. We'll get to that. Plaintiffs say that Apple engaged in this practice without getting consent from customers. Ben Johnson covers tech for Here and Now. He's also the host of the upcoming podcast, Endless Thread. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
And first of all, this is something that a lot of people have suspected for a long time
that
Apple does this. But how was this discovered?
So it came from some kind of crowd detective work online. Some Reddit users, actually, and developers who work on iPhones noticed that some of the company's older iPhones, like the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6S, really started slowing down recently. So they did a bunch of rigorous techie tests that I won't bore you with. And the takeaway was that, yes, Apple does appear to be slowing down the performance of some older iPhones. As we all know, your phone slowing down is like your worst nightmare, right? And it's a modern challenge. And because this problem with older iPhones slowing down is anecdotally, at least, pretty widespread, people are not happy.
Yeah, I always thought that Apple did it in order to force you into buying the next model of the phone because your phone would be so slow by comparison. But what is Apple saying about this?
So, yes, we'll get to the planned obsolescence part of this. But what Apple's response is that it's a little bit unprecedented, actually, for the company to respond like this. But the company put out a statement essentially saying that, yes, they are doing this. They are slowing performance on phones, but it's for a very specific reason. And the company says that older batteries in older phones are more degraded and can be prone to random shutdowns and other problems when there's a big draw on power. Like if you're using the phone for a lot of processing or you're using the newest operating system for the phone, which may be newer than your phone and thus may require a lot of power. Apple says it's basically protecting the customer from these random phone shutdowns by using an algorithm to manage battery power, to manage overall performance and prolong the life of the device.
So what should people be doing if they are feeling like their phone is slower than it used to be?
Oh, man. The age-old question.
Right.
I think this is where it gets kind of interesting because there are some pretty basic logical next steps here, right? You could actually just replace the battery in the phone. And this is what some of these online detectives did in their testing. And they found that their older phones performed much better when they got a newer battery into the phone. Now, of course, this is complicated because Apple makes it really difficult to replace your battery. It's expensive. It's hard. The phone is not really designed to pull the battery out. And Apple is making these decisions without a lot of transparency or input, which is part of the problem here.
So is Apple going to stop doing this phone slowdown thing?
Oh, man. Like, this is something I think about all the time because of this idea of planned obsolescence, right? This idea that the company is purposefully making your older devices worse and bricking them to force you into buying the new thing. And I think that the company really is trying to kind of walk this line of overall making your device work better, but also like making that choice for you instead of letting you make it. Now, this is kind of Apple's modus operandi, right? They make these big decisions for the user in many ways so that you don't have to. And that's why the devices they're less buggy than the competitors. They have less viruses on them. But at the same time, you know, having something that just works is more expensive. So you might have to end up making this decision to buy a new phone.
Didn't Tesla do something like this as well?
Yes. So this is another thing that's like coming to the fore here, right? These companies that make cars, for instance, and are doing software updates over the air that they basically force on their customers because it's a safety issue. And Tesla has made these changes for the purpose of, you know, making the car run better, making the battery work better. And users were angry about that, too, because, again, the user doesn't have the choice. It's the company making the choice for you.
So I guess they can slow down your car if they want to, probably, but maybe haven't
yet. I hope not.
Ben Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now, thank you.
Thank you.
And I don't care how slow my phone gets, I am not spending $1,000 to buy an iPhone 10, at least not yet.